thought that they were different, but...
well, I don't know.
One's pink and one's yellow, isn't it?
Well, I don't think I ever seen a pink cantaloupe, did I?
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
They're yellow. Uh-huh. And a watermelon's red when they're ripe. I don't know. Maybe you're right.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, too. Well, I see I've gone past the time here.
This has been the first few minutes of Side 2 of Mr. of Marion County. These few minutes were the last part of the interviewing done on March 11th. The following is March 12th, 1961.
Okay, first I want to ask a few questions. Did you ever call a rail fence a worm fence?
Well, I expect that the first layer of rails that was put in a rail fence was called a worm, laying the worm.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call the first rails. One man went ahead and laid the worm and got it straight, got the corner straight in line, and then the other fellas come along and finished building up.
But did you ever call it just a worm fence? I mean, somebody say, what kind of fence do you have? Well, that's a worm fence.
Well, they call it a rail fence. We call them rail fences. Mm-hmm.
And if somebody mentioned a calf to you, would this necessarily mean female, or could it be a male, or
either one? Take both.
Uh-huh.
Either the male or female then.
Uh-huh. And I didn't ask you whether women would use a different word for buck.
For what?
Buck.
No, I don't suppose it would.
Uh-huh. Even back a long time ago.
No, it's always called. Buck, I think some people call them ram.
Uh-huh.
I think I nearly always heard them call a buck. That's what we call them now.
Uh-huh. And when your mother made cornbread, how big was the piece of cornbread that she'd bake at one time?
You mean a pan?
Yeah.
They had what they call a bread pan. Oh, they was this big across and probably this wide.
Uh-huh.